This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome into the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I'm your host for this first hour. I want to thank everybody for tuning in on the weekend show and for everybody who has tuned in throughout the week on our website, kereport.com, and on our podcast, Corlin Economics Report, as well as those that attended the webinar, which was held on Friday. All the recordings to these webinars are available. If anybody can't find them on our website, you can always email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get a link over to you. It was another interesting week for the markets. The markets in a wide range of sectors seem to be more or less trending sideways, almost trying to figure out exactly how this slow reopening in select cities and countries is going to fare. We did get some economic data, some jobs numbers that unsurprisingly were horrible, but hey, even at the end of the week, they weren't quite as bad as the expectations. But at a certain point, it's almost like we're just getting numb to this consistent bad data. That's where we're going to start this weekend with our good friend Jesse Felder, founder and editor of the Felder Report. Now, Jesse, there is a pretty major disconnect right now between what the markets are doing in the U.S. and what the underlying economic data is. There's a number of different avenues for us to go and address here. But first things first, your comments. What do you think about this disconnect between markets and the economy in the U.S.?
Well, I mean, it's pretty astounding. It's, I think, one of the most manic moves I've seen in markets in my career, where we have today's Friday and we just had the worst jobs number in history. And, you know, the unemployment report is a lagging indicator, but it's fairly ironic that we just had the worst economic jobs number in history, and the NASDAQ is flat on the year. The NASDAQ 100 is actually up on the year. That's just a huge, huge disconnect where the economy is clearly suffering a great deal, and investors are trying to put on a happy face and look through the current weakness to a recovery in the future.
So, Jesse, how long can a disconnect last, considering we don't know how quickly or how smoothly the economy will get back up and running?
Well, there's a couple dynamics that are at work with, driving the stock market here. I think one is we've seen, and this word has been overused. John Authors wrote an interesting piece about it, the word unprecedented. We've seen an unprecedented amount of the use of the word unprecedented, but that's because there's so many things that have never happened before that we're seeing. One of those things is we've never seen so many retail investors pile into the stock market in a short period of time as we have in the past 6 weeks. We've seen record account openings at Robinhood, E-Trade, Ameritrade, Schwab, you name it. And these are mainly millennials who have never been traded stocks before, never been invested in anything before, and they're out of a job and they're looking for to quote some of these stories, they're looking for a way to make up lost income during this time, and so let's open up a Robinhood account and start trading stocks. And so you see money, and there are indicators too where you could Robin track. If you just Google Robin track, you can see the stocks that they're putting money into. And so there's tons of money that's flowing into the market for the first time. And we're talking new account openings up 30, 40, 50%, and trading volumes, DARTs, which are retail trading volumes, like 3, 4, 5 times higher than we've ever seen seen before in the history of the stock market. So this is totally unprecedented, this amount of new, brand new money, from novice investors coming into the market. But at the same time, there's also these quantitative strategies, which a lot of them use volatility targeting, whether you're talking short volatility or risk parity. They essentially, when the VIX is going up, they sell stocks. When VIX is going down, they buy stocks. That's a very simplified version of it, and there's all kinds of permutations. But the VIX is falling, and so a lot of these quantitative strategies are just buying stocks. And they don't care what the economy is doing. They don't look at fundamentals or macro data at all. They just look at the fact that volatility is falling. And so this tends to exacerbate moves in both directions. It certainly exacerbated the crash we saw in March when the VIX started to rise and you had volatility sellers or short volatility traders have to come in and buy in their positions, which forces market makers to go and then sell S&Ps or in some respect. So a virtuous cycle turns into a vicious one. And right now we're seeing that vicious cycle that created the sell-off in March kind of turn into a virtuous circle now, where higher prices means falling volatility, which means more buying, which means higher prices. And, you see these go on for several weeks to a couple months at a time before they reverse. And so I think we're getting very close to a time when, these sources of buying power are getting close to being exhausted.
So, Jesse, I want some insights into the type of stocks that these new retail investors are investing in. I find this interesting because it hasn't been really just one sector leading this way up. Yes, tech and some of these COVID stocks have done very well, but it's also safe assets that have moved higher.
Yeah, it really has been tech and healthcare. And this is also part of the passive investing, mania, as I've called it, is the big just get bigger. So money flows into passive funds and it flows into those individual stocks in relation to the size that they are, the weighting that they are. And so the biggest stocks get the most money flowing into them. So I saw an interesting stat, I think Lynn Alden posted on Twitter, the five, big tech stocks, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Google, and Microsoft make up 40% of the QQQ. So when people are putting money into the NASDAQ 100, 40% of that money goes into those five stocks. For the S&P 500, I think they're over maybe a quarter of the weighting in the S&P 500. So any money that's gone into passive funds over the last few months, and to be clear, passive investors never sold during the March decline. In fact, they kept pouring money into the stock market. So I think a lot of that relative strength of those five big stocks can simply be explained by the fact that passive investing is still extremely popular with retail investors. And so when they put your money into any ETF, essentially, especially, a tech ETF or QQQ or anything like that, it's going to flow into those five stocks. And because those five stocks are such a huge weighting in the indexes, they're really the only things that are holding the index up now. If you look at small cap value or anything, one of the things I'm most interested in seeing right now is you look at the relative strength of both transports and industrials, and it's hitting all-time new lows below the financial crisis lows right now. So you would hope that at every major market bottom, you'd see those types of sectors leading to the upside, industrials and transports, kind of a Dow, a bastardized Dow theory process, but we're not seeing those sectors lead. They're actually leading to the downside right now, which I take that as a very poor economic signal, even if it's not a poor market signal.
Hey, there's no doubt that the economy is weak and it is going to stay weak for a while. I don't see this restart going smoothly or bringing us anywhere back to what was normal before. And the argument even before the coronavirus shut economies down was the fact that economies were still struggling and grinding along. Jesse, we're wrapping up the first segment here for the radio. I am having you back on next segment where we're going to shift focus a little bit more to discuss the actions by central banks continuing to print money and devalue their currencies, how it all plays into a larger investment narrative for you. Everyone stick around. Jesse and I are going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report, and I am continuing to chat with Jesse Felder. Jesse, last segment you and I chatted about the disconnect between markets and the underlying economy. Let's switch focus a little bit, talk about a second key point that you are writing about. It came out of Paul Tudor Jones talking about the great monetary inflation ongoing. Central banks, governments printing a lot of money. Yes, some sectors, tech, are doing well, but so are some of the safer assets.
Right. I mean, we've seen a terrific run in gold, and I do think that, you know, gold is responding to this unprecedented monetary stimulus the Fed is embarking on. And just to kind of reference what Paul Tudor Jones was saying, he did call this the great monetary inflation. We've never seen the currency debased the way that it's being debased by the central bank right now. They are printing, historic amounts of money to essentially monetize the debt. Where, you know, it looks like the federal government's going to spend $4 trillion this year, which is so massive. It's beyond comprehension. And the deficit to GDP is going to be pushing, levels we saw during World War II, which is how extreme this is, and the Fed is being forced to monetize it. So, yeah, these are dynamics that are driving gold prices right now. But it's also not just Paul Tudor Jones. I really do think this is the most important issue on the minds of the most successful investors on the planet. Ray Dalio wrote about it, currency, 90% of currencies have essentially gone away. 80% of currencies have essentially gone away throughout history. The 20% that are left still trading have all been debased massively during their history. That's just the history of currency. And so you have Ray Dalio writing about this. Warren Buffett talked about it at the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting last weekend, how when you have such massive monetization, it has serious implications for your purchasing power. That's his way of saying they're debasing the currency. And then you had Jim Rogers in the Financial Times this week, too, talking about how, you know, the U.S. government is making the same mistake the U.K. made in the 20s, through World War I and World War II, just taking on way too much debt. And U.K. lost its status as reserve currency afterwards, in the 40s. And so I think that's where we're headed with the dollar. And I think, I just point out that this is on the minds. This is top of mind for all of the greatest investors on the planet right now. It's something individual investors need to pay very close attention to.
So, Jesse, could this all play into an environment here where inflation might not be represented in the data that the government represents or shows to us, but because of what's happening in the markets and in currencies and even with maybe something like precious metals, this again is where inflation hits everyone?
Well, I think, yes, I do think probably what we're headed into is a stagflationary environment where economic growth is going to be weak for quite some time. I mean, the recession could be one of the shortest recessions that we've seen, and that's just because of the way they measure recessions. As soon as you see a bottom in the data, they call an end to the recession. But the recovery is going to be so slow that it's going to still feel like recession for a long time after they call the recession over. We could have a very long period of weak economic growth going forward. That's kind of marked by supply shortages. We're already seeing in, meats here in the United States, where you go to the grocery store and there's no steak or chicken available because the processing plants have been disrupted by the virus. We're seeing that with, things like hand sanitizer and masks and all these things. Supply chains are being disrupted in a lot of different ways, and that is inflationary. In the short run, I think we'll probably see more disinflationary forces. The core CPI is really highly correlated to GDP. I think the Atlanta Fed put out their GDP Now estimate for the second quarter today, and it's down 30% plus. So if GDP drops that dramatically, core CPI is going to drop alongside it. It might not be as dramatic of a drop, but if inflation drops, you know, in the short run, that is a short-term risk to gold that I'm paying close attention to also, because real interest rates are, in my mind, the primary driver of gold prices. And so if you have inflation falling faster than interest rates, that can be bad news for gold. You know, over the last couple of months, we've had interest rates falling much faster than inflation, which has been really good for the gold price. But if we have a period over the next few months where, like I said, inflation falls faster than interest rates, that could make for a correction in the gold price. But, you know, as I've told you, Corey, for, I don't know, a couple of years, we've been getting together to talk like this. Longer term, that, you know, gold prices are going much, much higher, and any kind of a pullback or correction would be a terrific buying opportunity.
Hey, you're absolutely right. Real interest rates are the largest, I think, fundamental driver for the precious metals. You did write a recent article, though, outlining the BANG performance against the FANG performance, BANG being your acronym for the major gold miners. No doubt that the majors have been leading the sector recently, especially higher. Shows a lot of, I think, bigger money and generalists getting into the top names. What is your outlook and assessment for how gold stocks are going to perform through all this?
Well, they, you know, like I said, I'm a little bit cautious towards the gold price in the short run, and so I'm cautious towards the miners also in the short run. And I really have been, you know, for the past few months, you know. But I do think really that caution there for both, you know, gold and the miners is, you know, driven by this idea that they are, you know, the miners themselves are really overbought right now, especially relative to the rest of the market. Typically when that happens, they do have a pullback. They've had a really nice run. And nobody can really begrudge them a rest if they were to kind of, you know, take a little breather here. But as I say, I think there's a chance that we could see inflation fall faster than interest rates. If that happens, we'll get another buying opportunity in gold and the miners. Longer term, though, you know, the idea of, you know, BANG versus FANG, the BANG stocks, you know, gold's going to go to new highs. That is a given in my mind, going, you know, just based on what's going on in terms of, you know, central banking and monetary policy and all that kind of stuff. And you know, when that happens, the miners are going to scream higher. So the fundamentals for the BANG stocks longer term are just terrific, while the fundamentals for the FANG stocks are rapidly deteriorating.
All right, Jesse, great comments as always. I really appreciate you taking time joining us on this weekend show. Very informative. If anybody wants more information on the Felder Report, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will put you in touch with Jesse. Everyone, stick around. I'm going to be right back, continuing our focus now in the resource sector. Jesse, have a great rest of your weekend.
You too, Corey. Thanks.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he believes the country will recoup.
We're going to build our country back, and we're going to build it back fast. This group of people, we all did it before, and we'll do it again.
The government reported Friday the biggest jump in unemployment since the Great Depression. With more than 20 million job losses in April, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News.
According to estimates from the Council of Economic Advisors here, about three-quarters of this job loss in April looks like temporary layoffs, so folks expect to return to their jobs.
More states are giving businesses the go-ahead to begin reopening, and one of the big three automakers is ready to restart their assembly lines. Ford has revealed new safety protocols for plant workers in Indiana and in Michigan. This is USA Radio News. On Friday, for the second straight day, the White House disclosed a person who works close to the president or vice president has tested positive for COVID-19. Katie Miller, a spokeswoman for Mike Pence, has tested positive. Miller is married to senior White House advisor Stephen Miller. Reporters observed Katie Miller talking to the vice president earlier this week during an off-camera question-and-answer session. The news raises questions about how vigilant the White House has been on minimizing possible exposure to the virus and protocols within the West Wing to protect the president and vice president. The state of California has begun phase two of its gradual opening, with Governor Gavin Newsom reminding residents that many Californians continue to die.
Condolences to all those families, and I extend caution to other families that think, well, we got this, this is behind us. It's sadly and tragically not.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Continuing to listen to this first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In the final two segments of this first hour, we're going to switch our focus more or less exclusively to the precious metals sector and the precious metals stocks. I am chatting right now with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. David will also be joining me in the next segment as we are getting an update from Cartier Resources. Dave, let's talk about how the precious metal stocks are performing. Starting with the gold stocks, I'm even starting to see some of the smaller junior companies, some of these marginal deposits, some of these, quite frankly, laggards, perform much better. There is a buy creeping into them. Yes, they're not performing to any extent as well as some of these standout precious metal stocks, even some of the juniors, but this is an environment that we've been waiting for a long time, where money is just trying to find any sort of stock in the metal sector, and it is this rising tide lifting all ships right now. What's your takeaway from this sort of environment?
Yeah, I mean, ever since we had a monthly breakout in the GDX, weakness continues to be bought in the miners, and the gold price is forming a symmetrical triangle here. It looks like to go higher, and the shares are telling us that it's probably going to go higher. I mean, the shares along with equities are climbing a wall of worry and stimulus right now. And hope as far as economies. You know, economies are opening up, and even the silver price today has jumped above its 50-day moving average, which has been a strong line of resistance ever since it bounced from that low around $11. So, yeah, I mean, and the silver stocks were leading as well, telling us that the move was going to be higher when it did finally break out of its little consolidation pattern. So, yeah, I see weakness continuing to be bought. I see a lot of financings coming in to the better projects. I'm even seeing smaller financings being offered. So yeah, money's coming into the sector. I mean, it's still a tough market. You know, these smaller companies, they still have to give a full warrant usually, and even the bigger ones, like you saw Marathon come out with a $26 million raise that was upsized, and they had to offer a half warrant. So the money's out there and it's coming in.
It is. And you know what? That's a very encouraging environment. And as I said, it almost doesn't matter what sort of precious metal stock you hold. It is moving higher. But this is a good time to discuss trading strategies because, hey, I know some people hold those shares even when they're in a loss position and say, I know this isn't that good of a company, but when it gets back to even or maybe a little bit of a gain, then I can sell it and I won't feel so bad about this investment, which you can argue is not the best trading strategy. But now, if some of these positions are back at, say, a neutral, break-even level, do you think that selling these stocks, trying to rotate this money into a better story, even though those better stories have run higher, is a decent trading strategy?
Yeah, that's tough, Corey, because I was fortunate enough to get myself and my subscribers pretty much all in before the breakout took place. And once the breakout takes place, I pretty much like to be right and sit tight. I don't like to trade. But if you still are accumulating, it's a great time to accumulate on weakness. But really try to cut down your trading because the measured target for this move in the GDX is $50. I mean, it broke out of a 7-year base. So the bigger the base, the bigger the move higher. So I wouldn't even be surprised to see it run beyond 50 to May 50. To maybe 55. But like you said, a lot of these speculators are sitting on some bad positions that they were waiting for a higher price to get out of. It is time to reassess, but it is also advised to be careful not to buy something that's moved up so much recently beyond where it was trading before the breakdown, before the pandemic took place. Because a lot of these juniors have now reached their highs that they were trading at before the breakdown and exceeded it. So if there is a few that you really like that have yet to reach that breakdown, then yes, I think it's safe to get into those. But I think the GDX has a really good chance to run to 37 here before it has somewhat of a correction. But I do expect that 30 level to hold, which is the breakout level of the monthly chart.
Now, when it comes to juniors, I know we've talked a lot about sticking to the high-quality juniors. Any areas, any qualities that are key for you when you're looking at some of these juniors, even if they have already been running?
Absolutely. Now more than ever, it's key that they have a strong management team with access to capital. And you're seeing right now which ones those are right now. I mean, you're seeing these juniors that control later stage projects that have reached feasibility or have already passed the feasibility stage and are in the finance stage. They're announcing these huge raises, and if you go down the food chain a little bit to where you have a company that's in the process of proving up a large deposit and have yet to get to the feasibility stage, then there it's a good chance that they're pretty undervalued here. But if they have a management team that has access to capital and they're serially successful, they've done this before where they've taken a project from discovery to a buyout, absolutely, then you can get into plays like that. But it starts with the people, Corey, and also the jurisdiction. You know, make sure the jurisdiction is a top tier jurisdiction because there's still a lot of value there. You don't have to go down the jurisdiction food chain just yet to find value.
Yeah, that's so true. Because of the fact that there's been a bit of a lack of M&A and, quite frankly, a lack of any major discovery in anything lower than Tier 1 jurisdiction. So stick to the good areas because this is still relatively early in a breakout phase. Now, you did mention silver bouncing today. We're recording it about halfway through the day on Thursday. And the stocks, yes, they were leading silver over the last couple weeks. And even the junior silver stocks, the ones that are more focused on silver rather than some of these large silver miners that have a pretty large gold component at least. Do you think that these silver stocks can play that much catch up to the gold stocks, that there might be even more value in silver stocks currently?
I do. I do believe that there is more value in silver stocks right now, especially the juniors, because if you take a look at the SIL to silver ratio, that was leading as while silver was still, you know, below $15, the silver majors were still running. However, all of these silver majors are pretty much bimetallic, so they have a lot of gold production also. But if you take a look at the SILJ, that's more of a pure play silver ETF. They're silver juniors. And if you take a look at some of these silver juniors, they're still very undervalued, even though they've moved quite a bit. But that's especially important to have for these companies to have a lot of cash, because it might take a little while longer for silver to get back above 1850. I see it moving to 1650 on this move now, if it holds over if this move starts to really take off. But the silver price really needs to build a floor at 1850 for a lot of these projects to be economic. Because let's face it, I mean, just about every silver miner out there is losing money who's producing silver right now. I think maybe the only one might be Silvercorp. You know, I mean, they pay their Chinese laborers what, like $1 an hour or something. I mean, that mine in China is really low cost. So, I mean, just about every other silver miner is losing money at silver below $16.50 an ounce. So you just got to be careful as far as which companies you get into, especially in the silver market.
Yeah, it seems insane to me to be shutting down the U.S. market in terms of investing. Now, yes, you can still take part as a U.S. investor, but the hoops you have to jump through, I don't blame you for more or less just buying on the market rather than actually giving the company money to invest, which unfortunately makes it tougher for these companies. Dave, we're going to wrap it up here, but as I mentioned, I'm bringing you on the next segment. Everyone stick around. Dave and I are going to be right back with a company update.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. This is a bit of a company update, but a unique company update as it's a mini little roundtable here. I am chatting with Philippe Cloutier, President and CEO of Cartier Resources, also chatting with David Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Cartier Resources is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ECR, and in the U.S. under the symbol ECRFF. Now, Philippe, I wanted to bring you on this weekend show because of the news that was released early on this week regarding a resource focused on the North and South Gold Corridors. This is something you and I were chatting about over the last couple months now, because this is more or less an addition to the overall resources at the Chimo mine property. We already had a resource that was released on the Central Corridor, but now adding in the North and South Corridor, it brings the indicated and inferred ounces of gold to a little over a million ounces. One thing that really stood out to me was the addition of these North and South Gold Corridors. We saw in the indicated category especially a much higher average grade, 11 grams per ton of gold. Philippe, give us a little bit of a rundown of this updated resource, if it met expectations, and some of the highlights that you want people to focus on, please.
Well, it met expectations for sure, and it's overall for the project, it's exceeded our expectations. I just want to give a little bit of perspective. This past producing mine initially started in the 1960s, and they at that time they were mining on the Northern Corridor, and indeed they were getting half ounce material over very thin widths, and then the mine proceeded in the 80s, and they essentially mined, the bulk of the production came from the Central Gold Corridor. And then finally, just before the previous producers shut it down in 1997, they had started mining on the South Gold Corridor. So that's the perspective, right? This is a past producing mine. It has produced just under 400,000 ounces of gold. So when we tackled this in 2017 with just over 50,000 meters of diamond drilling within a 500 meter radius of the shaft laterally in a depth, well, obviously we were drilling on all three corridors, but with a focus on the Central Gold Corridor. Hence, why the Baden resource estimate that produced roughly 880,000 ounces was only on the Central Gold Corridor. And we had indicated to the shareholders that, you know, we would eventually come out with a resource on the North and South Gold Corridors. The reason for that is that the Central Gold Corridor has mineralization that affects large volumes of rock. And at a constant grade, albeit lower, you have potential for a lot more ounces. We were surprised, though, with the drilling around the shaft, that the north and the south corridors were producing really nice drill hole intersections, and we knew that we'd eventually come out with this resource. And so the combined number that you alluded to, just, you know, about 1.2 million ounces, well, it tips us over that magic million ounce, which is always a nice milestone for exploration juniors. Before I hand over the mic, though, I just want to remind people that in the north and south corridors, all of the drilling was essentially shallow. So there is a lot of room to move and potential to depth. The second thing is I did mention that it was past production. So all of the zones there are entirely accessible by existing mine infrastructure. Since it's shallow and accessible by, you know, underground drifts, that's a great starting position when you're about to launch a mine.
Perfect. Thank you for that summary. Dave, let's bring you in here. First and foremost, what caught your eye about this resource?
Oh, definitely the grade. And also, it's proving what they're attempting to do here. I know that in the Cadillac break, there's all these brownfield mines, and most of them haven't been drilled below 550 meters. I believe, as Phil does, there's a lot of gold down there still. So my question is, how deep do you plan on going below 550? And are you doing that right now? Or are you gonna go deeper?
We will limit our drilling to a depth of 1 kilometer for now, or 1.3, simply because as you go deeper, it increases dramatically the cost of drilling.
Right.
And for one, and for two, well, by continuing to drill the Eastern Discovery and doing the engineering work, we're quite confident that, you know, in the next few months, we'll be able to tip this north of 1.5 million ounces, and perhaps even flirt with 2 million ounces. I could walk you through that as well.
Now, Philippe, let me just jump in here quickly because, again, we're talking a lot about this higher grade in the north and south corridors and the ability to drill deeper. Is the focus going to stick to, then, these north and south corridors in terms of potentially near-term growth of this asset?
No, actually, that is for a future date. What we're going to focus on in the next few months is, or twofold. We're going to continue drilling that Eastern Discovery, and we believe from what we see that the market will be very impressed with the grades that we should be getting, because they will start looking like the North and South Gold Corridors. But mostly because the Central Gold Corridor and the engineering work that we're doing there will be able to, we're looking at taking the current cutoff grade of 2.5 grams per ton and pushing that down to 1.5. And the reason for that is without any additional drilling, if you revert back to our maiden resource estimate press release, without any additional drilling, we're able to add roughly 500,000 ounces to the Central Gold Corridor. So take it from there. And then you're looking at a resource that will have a grade of, you know, just north of or around 3.5 grams per ton gold. But with, you know, innovative technologies such as sorting, industrial sorting and the mineralization, we're able to almost double that once it's at surface. And that's the stuff we'll be trucking to the mills and the local concentrators.
Interesting. Okay. Dave, what are you looking forward to in terms of this company and any other questions for Philippe?
Yeah, well, you said we'll be trucking. that's implying that you're going to put this into production, which I don't think that's your goal. Is your goal to spin out the company into another entity or to sell it? Because I know you have some other properties that look very attractive that you'd like to start to get to work on.
Very, very good catch, David. No, we've never even thought or threatened to build a deposit. But when you do provide engineers with mandates, there are mandates for us, and they are technical. They're another technical level to the standard 43-101 resource estimate. And so, yeah, it slips into my vocabulary now and then to use we. Obviously, as you pointed out, we are on the Cadillac Fault. We're within a 30-minute drive. I think you visited the site from the downtown Val-d'Or. And there are six local companies with different companies with mills that are under capacity. So there is a natural competitive tension there eyeing the resource. That's a good catch there, Dave.
Dave, what other points are you watching for this company? What are you looking forward to?
Just a few more questions, Phil. So far you've drilled 121 holes at almost 56,000 meters. By the time you get out the third resource estimate, how many meters will be included, and what's your cost of discovery ounce so far?
We will have roughly 60,000 meters done. We have four more holes and branches, so that'll bring the number of holes up to maybe about 130 holes, 60,000 meters. The cost of that program in total, plus the repurchase of 2% NSR last summer and the acquisition of the project, will be in the order of $15 million. And therefore, we're looking at $11 to $12 per ounce delineated if we could hit our target milestone towards the end of the year.
All right. Well, I appreciate that update there, Philippe. If anybody has any follow-up questions on Cartier Resources, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you. I want to thank everybody for tuning in on this weekend show. So everybody, have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you for your time, Dave. Philippe, same goes for you. Thank you.
Thank you,
gentlemen. Thank you.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.